You talked about the issue of sequencing after a couple of years of tamoxifen. And of course, initially we had the IES study looking at XMS stain showing decrease in recurrence. And now we've seen the Austrian-German trial looking at anastrozole after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen. We had a prior Italian study that was smaller that also showed a benefit from anastrozole. At this point, what's your take about the whole issue of switching during the first 5 years of tamoxifen?
Well, until very recently, until San Antonio this year, the issue of sequencing was totally confounded by the use of different drugs. We had anastrozole used up front, we had exemestane used after 2 years, and we had letrozole after 5 years. And they all appeared to show differences in recurrence rates, and it was impossible to know whether or not these differences reflected sequencing or whether they were actually differences in the efficacy of the different drugs. We've just had two new recent pieces of data. We've had the German-Austrian study looking at the use of anastrozole after 2 years of tamoxifen, and in fact, they come in almost exactly in line with the exemestane study, suggesting that after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, at least exemestane and anastrozole have essentially equivalent efficacy. And even more recently at St. Gallen, we've had the big 198 data looking at letrozole up front versus tamoxifen. And again, the results, if you look at the ER-positive group, are almost identical to the ATTACC trial in terms of efficacy. So it does appear that, in fact, the differences are not due to drug differences, and they are due to the relative effects at different timing, which again, I think is related to the effect of tamoxifen on the receptor.
Do you think there's anything sort of magical about the 2 to 3 year point? Of course, we don't have trials looking at 1 year or 4 years. What are your thoughts?
I think not. As I said, I think what's actually happening is when you use tamoxifen, you're actually pushing some of these micrometastases, which we can't see, into a PGR negative state where recurrence rates are higher. And by doing that for 2 years, you're basically producing more PGR negative estrogen receptor positive patients who will do particularly well on aromatase inhibitor compared to tamoxifen. So my belief is that these data are really reflecting that fact, not reflecting any priming effect or any sense that tamoxifen somehow makes an aromatase inhibitors work better. I think that basically it's tamoxifen is actually just putting some patients into a status where they're going to do poorly on continued tamoxifen.